And our friend Chris Mack is on that fan hotline down in Bradenton. Specifically, he is overlooking Sarasota Bay back toward Longboat Key. Hello, Chris.
It's gorgeous here, Mulsey. Have I mentioned that?
Yeah, I'm not that bummed out, though, because it's supposed to be in the 60s, basically, for the next several days here.
Oh, well, that's good for you guys. It'll be 83 and sunny here tomorrow.
We'll be there soon enough, apparently with lizards, yes?
Will you, Joe? Will you?
I mean, I'll be in Florida. I don't know that I'll be at this this house that you showed on the video today that had, you said.
Well, let me be clear. There are lizards. I know there's no lizard present in the video. I just showed the spot in the door jamb where the lizards snuck into the house. That's all.
How big are they?
They're little tiny guys. They're like 2 inches long.
Do they bite?
Only you, Joe. They bite you.
I don't know.
Do they have teeth?
Good Lord. Are you a grown man or not?
Yes, I'm a grown man who doesn't want to get bit by a lizard.
Interesting question, Chris. I don't think we've found the answer to that one yet. I have a question. I mean, don't you think it's in my best interest that he actually chickens out, goes to a hotel? Then it's me, Colony, and Ron Man. You want to talk about Party Central? We'll be having a blast down there in that
house. That's a good idea. Yeah, I
think Colony there yet?
Works for you, but no, Colony's not here yet. I'm all by my lonesome, just me and Larry the Lizard.
Chris, because this is a spring training report, and while I'd love to spend the entire time making fun of Joe's lizard fears, I can hear our boss saying, hey guys, this is TV Guide version 2.0. So one of the things I wanted to pitch to you, pun very much intended here, is is your thoughts on a potential pitch clock in Major League Baseball sooner rather than later, and how, if at all, you think that will or would affect the game.
I think it's going to happen eventually. All these things that they run as sort of pilot programs, for lack of a better way to put them, end up happening eventually, whether it's a pitch clock or they're going to experiment with a guy on second base in extra innings this year, in spring training anyway. So all of these things are just ways for them, Major League Baseball, that is, to sort of get people used to the ideas, right? They've been using pitch clocks in the minor leagues for a few years now, and I think they've gradually gotten to the point where they're going to just impose it, and it's going to happen.
Are there ducks in the back? Forget about that. Are there birds in the background?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to hear that. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off mid-answer.
Yes, there are birds. They're a little bit larger than the lizards. It's going to happen eventually with the pitch clock. I don't know how many pitchers it's going to affect, though. I mean, other than, say, the one Antonio Bastardo you have on every two or three teams, it's not going to affect guys. And I don't think it will really affect fans' enjoyment of the game. If it shaves 2 or 3 minutes off the time of a game, I guess that's great. You know, they'll just end up taking those 2 or 3 minutes down the road and shoving more commercials in somewhere to make more ad revenue.
What's the story of the day down there, Mackey?
To me, it's a couple of things. So this came up with the morning show today when I talked to those guys, the question of leadership. Who's going to step into these roles that Andrew McCutchen and Garrett Cole had for the better part of the last decade, right? Ivan Nova seems to me, at least on the pitching side, he said to me he's not going to change at all. He's going to keep doing what he's always done. If young guys ask for help, he's going to help them. Francisco Cervelli more or less said the same thing. I'm not going to change what I do. I've always helped guys out when they've asked for help. I'll continue to do that. Those guys, just by virtue of the fact maybe that they're here before everyone else, because they're pitchers and catchers, obviously, I could see those guys, though, stepping in to those leadership roles. The other person who really caught my eye today, nobody had to work out today, especially position players. They don't even have to be here yet. Josh Bell was out there taking extra infield with a bunch of minor leaguers and Colin Moran over at third base. And before that, was in the cage working with Cole Tucker from the left side of the plate. He just exudes, not only do we look at him, I think, as the future face of the franchise, but his work ethic just exudes lead by example, you know, that, and I'm not going to compare him to Sidney Crosby because Crosby's an all-time great at what he does. But Josh Bell right now just exudes that lead by example kind of thing that they're going to need because this team is only going to get younger probably over the next year or two. And if he's going to be the face of the franchise, he also needs to be the guy who leads. And he mentioned it yesterday. You know, he's got big shoes to fill if he's going to be the one asked to be that face of the franchise. And I think he's perfectly up to the task.
Chris, I appreciate the update. So does Joe. Joe does not appreciate, however, the lizard video, but I do, especially if it drives Joe to a hotel when we go down there.
Thank you, Mackie.
Yeah, I'll go take some pictures of the little guy if I can find him. I'm going to put out some treats for him, maybe.
Bye, Chris.
Keep stirring that pot, Chris.